what did you think of the defense for first outing?
I think we have a lot to work on. You know, I think a lot of things we have to build on. First preseason game, you really don't have too many expectations going to a first preseason game. Just probably go out there and get a feel for the game, get back acclimated to the game, and then, once the first preseason game is over, what areas, you really need to enforce and work on, and that's what we tend to do.
Is the run defense that bad, or is it just, you're missing tackles or what?
They had 156 yards rushing, no matter what the reason is behind it. It's 156 yard rushing, which is is unacceptable for our defense, and something we're definitely going to tackle. We're not expecting to have that every week, and we will clean that up.
What do you think of how Prince played? He seemed a little shaky in the first series, and they came back and made a big play.
I think they came at him a little bit, trying to test him out early, and which we already told him, that was going to be the case anyways, and. He has to clean some things up. He's still fairly new. He's still fairly new to the system. Still fairly new to the game. And we don't make any excuses for him. We told him, you're gonna have to be that guy there. And he understands that. And he came back and responded in the next series. With an awesome play, forcing a turnover and giving the offense a chance to score, which is always a good thing.
I'm sure. That's not gonna be anything new. I'm sure the Cowboys on September 5th probably going with the same approach, you'd imagine, right?
I really don't know what their approach is going to be, but if so be it, he has to understand that he's the guy on the boundary, and we're looking for him to go out there and make some great plays for us and be an outstanding corner.
If you look out there with your group, everyone is starting Super Bowl player except for him. So
right.
That's he's gonna.
Typically, yeah. As offensive coordinator, that's probably going to be the angle, and. He has to understand that. I'm sure he is aware of that. But you have to continue to grow. You have to be a eternal man overnight. There's no time for babying, and he understands that, and he's gonna be fine. I have all the confidence in the world in Prince, and I'm sure he's gonna get the job done.
Does every young cornerback have to go through that, be tested in the NFL?
Everyone. Not necessarily a cornerback. Everyone in general. You have to be tested in order to know where you are, know what areas to work on, and get a feel for the game, get a feel for the speed of the game. The game moves extremely fast. This is still preseason. It's not moving nearly as fast as it's going to move, during the regular season. And, just got to build. You got to build from this point and get better.
Until you can learn a lot about your team, in the first preseason game, what have you learned about your defense, and what are you focusing on now, with the next couple of days?
I think everyone looks at it, differently. My take is this. I don't think you learn too much about your team in the first preseason game. I think everyone just, we don't make full contact until the first preseason game. We don't do a lot of things until the first preseason game. So, we still got to find a feel for each other. And, with that comes along, with the steady practices and understand what areas, we need to really enforce and really need to work on. And that's what we tend to do this practice.
What would you like to see the defensive backs do better maybe this next game against the Jets?
Communication. I think communication is going to be key. Recognizing, what the offense is trying to present to you, and understanding route recognition, things of that nature, and just being a better overall unit. Point out one thing in particular, but just being a better overall unit. The more communication, the better, especially for the secondary.
Given the fact that you beat them last year in the regular season and then went and won the Super Bowl, does that take some of the luster off playing the Jets in the preseason, or is that still something you look forward to?
Preseason. You just go out there, try to play as effectively as you can, try to play within the system and make sure, you come out the game healthy and look forward to a regular season game.
Was there anything that surprised you in the first preseason game from a defensive perspective?
Me personally, no. Nothing that surprised me. I just went out there and, it's not like we game plan for Jacksonville Jaguars. We went out there and try to run something very simple. Try to keep a fast pace and see how certain guys react towards that. And we have ways to go.
Is there any part of you that wishes the game against the Jets were the third preseason game?
Nah, it doesn't matter. Preseason, me, it's preseason. I'm a regular season player. I go out there and try to keep my body healthy for the regular season. But at the same time, whenever I take the field, I take the field. I go and I play ball. I never take anything for granted. Never take anything down for granted. And I'm just looking forward to this next preseason game, just to build and get better. And for the guys that are sitting back watching, second and third team, hopefully that they learn from their older guys, and hopefully the older guys set a great example for them.
Have you ever played against Tebow?
No.
Are you anxious to see what he could do?
No. just go out to play the game. You know, it's not going to be about Tebow. You know, it's about us getting better in our second preseason game and making a step forward from our first preseason game, and that's pretty much it.
Get a new barber?
No, same barber. He's just in Miami right now. He's not here. But, you know, I just came in. That's something I came in with. You know, that's over and done with. I'm trying to get back the ball.